This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So this is where, if you're new to the show, you find out that Steve can never go to the Olympics.
You're right. I got kicked out of there. I also got kicked out of a town and a county that I was not supposed to go back to.
You'd think a person with Steve's moral compass would be banned from more places than that.
I know, right?
There's a woman who's been banned from the United States because of something she said on a text message. So this is what we want to do.
Wait, if you've been banned from all bookstores.
From one bookstore, and I don't even read.
America. I know, that really showed
you.
I know, right?
Why don't you ban me from the whipped cream factory, too?
Well, you hate that as
right.
Well.
I mean, it's like, if you're banned from somewhere,
yeah.
You want to hear the biggest, weirdest places that you are actually banned from. This woman was in Los Angeles with a friend. She was held for an entire day before being deported and banned from entering the U.S. for 10 years. Oh. They discovered a text she sent like 2 years ago about drugs on her phone.
What?
She sent it to, like, I guess when you're coming into the country. I don't know. They were interrogated. They found a text about cocaine.
Dang.
On her phone. She said she was interrogated, searched, locked up, and treated like a criminal. Her phone was confiscated, and because she admitted to doing drugs a long time ago, she was put back on a plane and sent back to the UK.
Whoa.
She got banned from the US.
For 10 years.
For doing something that pretty much everybody in LA does on a daily.
You're right. Do you think they'll have like a picture of her and they'll post it at the border?
Yes.
Keep an eye out for this.
This one doesn't get it. Because that's what they did to me at the bookstore.
They did. They hung up just in that store or the whole chain?
I don't know. So they took a Polaroid.
I thought it was an artist rendition.
Yes. They brought in a guy to like start drawing my... Because they suspected me of shoplifting.
They did.
I'm banned from the big book chain that's local. Not the national ones.
Okay.
Are they still here? I think
Tattered.
They are.
Sorry, smattered.
Yeah.
Rhymes with battered.
Battered schmovers.
Wait. Did you pose for that picture knowing that they're about to post it of you in the store?
Well, I'll say this. I mean, I looked completely different than I look now.
True.
For sure.
Yeah.
But like, so I'm in the store and they thought I shoplifted.
That's right.
There's
books.
This plainclothes dude.
You don't even like books.
That was like following me around. And I was like, why is this guy following me around?
And you had rock and roll hair.
Yeah. And I'm kind of avoiding him or whatever. Anyhow, I bought some books. And then he stops me as I'm walking out the door, as I'm approaching the door. And he's like, "We stop right there. We want the book that's down your pants." And I was like, "What?" He's like, "Come to the back. You've shoved a book down your pants." And I was like, "I didn't." And he's like, "Well, you have to come with me." And I'm like, "We can do this right here." And I took my pants off.
You did. You dropped trowel right there. Showed him that you didn't. You weren't.
But at the time, being the rock star that I was,
oh no,
I was very much a commando person.
Oh no, now we're at
So it wasn't just that I dropped trowel, is that I kind of went indecent exposure.
But you didn't steal the book.
Right.
In the end, that's...
But everyone got a delicious show of...
Is that the photograph they posted?
No.
If you see this...
And they still pulled me to the back and said, now you're in trouble for this and that. And then they're like, you're banned from the store. And like... Took a photo and had the police come and talk to me and said it was indecent exposure if they want to like press charges. I got a ticket for something that day. I don't even know what it was because I had to leave.
Wow.
On tour. And so I had a lawyer handle it.
Wow.
I got some sort of, I don't even know what I did, but I do know I'm no longer allowed.
You got banned.
From a bookstore.
Yeah. And you don't even like books.
So you got banned from the Olympics for, you messed with a horse or something, I remember.
Dude, me and my cousin were screwing around in the backstage at an equestrian event. We got yelled at and we got physically removed, asked to leave.
Did they take your picture?
They didn't.
So they just said, don't come back now.
Right, because if they're going to remember us.
That was when the Olympics were where, in Atlanta?
Los Angeles, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. And then when, why are you banned? Which town are you banned from?
When I was a sophomore in high school, the girls' state basketball tournament was in a town a couple hours away from our town. We went ahead and stole a bunch of booze and some drugs. We piled into a van, went to the tournament, didn't even go to a game. We got charged with a bunch of theft from a mall, got charged with trashing the crap out of
but
a hotel room.
But you did those things.
We did. And then so the authorities said that they were not going to press charges in their city. They were going to do it back in our city. So the city police escorted us in our van.
Oh, they Ramboed you.
To the city limits. And then the county Mountie picked us up, escorted us out of their county where our county Mountie picked us up, followed us all the way back to our city where they charged us.
And so you're told
we can never go back
to what's the name of the town?
Jamestown, North Dakota, and Stutsman County.
All right. So we're banned from some pretty cool stuff.
Woo!
We want to hear what you're banned from. Somebody just said they're banned from their local rec center.
Wow, is that right?
They went? Yeah, I know. That's like you getting banned from the rec center right. is like me getting banned from the bookstore.
It's like, who cares?
No skin off my nose.
Right, big whoop.
This guy said he went and worked out one day. He wasn't feeling very well, and he ended up...
Oh, okay.
He barfed on the machine, and they were like, yeah, that's a one and done, man.
Well, it was an ad, wasn't it?
I know. And they said,
he didn't
you're
wipe
done.
The vomit off the...
Well, yes. You gotta wipe the machine down, pal.
Right.
Tiny little dish towel's not going to do it.
Yep. So he's banned for life.
Yeah. Another person got banned from a public pool when they were 12 years old.
Oh, screwing around.
They hopped the fence in the winter to get into the pool.
Oh, and did one of those. Yeah.
Because there was a squirrel drowning. And he wanted to save the squirrel.
First of all, it's winter. There's no water in the pool.
I have to assume it's in some town that's,
okay, nice
that has...
Gotcha. Saving a squirrel.
He's banned for life from his community pool for saving a little squirrel. And then somebody else said, we can't visit the Pizza Hut anymore. They were in the Pizza Hut when one of the buddies got an argument with the waitress.
Uh-oh.
Then the manager. So they refused to serve him. He took out his phone, made a call, puts his hand on the receiver, asked for the manager and the address. They thought he was calling his dad to come get him. No, he called Domino's to deliver a pizza to Pizza Hut because they wouldn't serve him in the store.
I gotta admire that.
At which point they were like, now, not only are you not getting a pizza today, you're never getting a pizza at Pizza Hut again.
As he took his Domino's pizza with him.
Yes, they took it away. Domino's is a superior product anyway. So I know you're a pizza guy, but you're...
Pizza Hut.
It's so bad.
Wait, they're so powerful, they can ban people if they want.
They can. How are you going to enforce it? Just like right now, me and you, we're going to go to whatever the town is in the Dakotas.
Okay.
And then we're going to go
to
the Schmattered Schmubber.
And see what happens.
We can't, because now we've announced it. So they're going to be like, they got a guy with a sniper rifle. Like,
right.
He's approaching the building. All right, if you're banned from somewhere, we want to hear where you're banned from and why. Doug?
Yay.
Banned.
I had 1982. I got banned from Anaheim Stadium.
How
California.
Do you do that?
It's such a crap hole. It's not really that.
Yeah, it's like me getting banned from the bookstore.
Hey. All right. Anyway, a group that I was with and another group of fans that weren't with us, we all got into a melee a little bit. Ushers couldn't quiet it down, so they sent up police officers. Anaheim police officers came up. To make a long story short, I was cited for assault and battery on a police officer, banned from Anaheim Stadium. My brother was sued for many, many thousands of dollars for damages done to a police officer. And
wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, so you deserve to be banned.
Well,
probably.
Huh. Well, at least we know, you know, can't take you to the, is that still there?
The Big A?
The Big A.
Oh, yeah, it's still there. Oh. Still there. The Big A shines every time they win.
Yeah, but they're not going to, you can go back in.
They're never going to.
Yeah, they can't even
release
it.
They'll take anybody back.
Anaheim, they'll take you. Thank you for the call, man. Jackie.
Yay!
Banned.
My husband and I are banned from, let's just say, a fancy hotel downtown for having relations in their pool on our honeymoon.
At the Brown Palace?
You said not to name names.
Yeah, let's not. I don't even know if they have a pool. They might. You guys did it in the pool?
In the pool.
Yes.
Yeah.
During the adult swim time. It was a little too adult, I guess.
Oh, it was only the two of you. Nobody else. It's not like, yeah, but you still, yeah, I get it. It's the... It's the thought that counts. It's what you. It's the evidence that you leave. That like. So did a security guard come and like catch you mid, or did they let you finish and then ban you?
No, they like cut it off in the middle. Like they said, "Well, excuse me, we can see what you're doing," and they pointed to the camera, and we're like, "We'll go back to our room." They're like, "And then you'll check out first thing in the morning."
Oh, they did let you stay though.
They did. It was our honeymoon, so we got away with that part.
Did you get a copy of the video?
Damn, I knew I forgot something. I mean, darn, sorry.
Wow, yeah. I'd actually like to.
That's
not,
fun.
I wouldn't let it, but if it was mine, I would want to have that as my evidence for all time. Thank you for your, I really want to know what hotel it is. I feel like, Andrew?
Yeah.
Where are you banned from?
I got banned from the state of Kansas.
An entire state.
If you're going to get banned from any state, that's probably the one to do it.
Better Nebraska.
Yeah, you don't really. You're not missing a ton.
No, it wasn't that big of a deal.
What'd you do?
They supposedly thought I was selling illegal. I was doing illegal activities. selling illegal stuff over there.
And were you?
That was left up to the courts.
Oh, so you were. And they basically said, don't ever come back to Kansas.
The whole state?
Yeah, they said the only time I was allowed to enter that state was if I had a court appointment and I was to go to court and leave right away.
So if you get caught back in that state, they'd throw you in jail then?
Not no more, now that the court case is over with.
Oh, so you're only banned temporarily.
It's like a self-imposed ban.
Yes, I want to be banned from Kansas. Right. I was hoping for instructions on how to make that happen. Thank you for the call, man. Charlie?
Yay.
Banned.
My husband is banned from Las Vegas and the entire state of Nevada.
Dang.
That is not easy to do. Right? What did he do?
He got caught with a bunch of drugs and paraphernalia in a limousine.
Oh.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
And then they said all of Nevada or just Las Vegas?
The entire state.
We have
a letter stating you are no longer allowed to enter the state.
Dang.
That's impressive,
right?
Yes.
And they can, like, if you get caught, you have to show your ID places, like, and they scan it now, they would know. Like in Vegas, nightclubs and stuff, they don't just look at your ID.
You're
going down. That is,
if we enter the state, it's a mandatory, I believe, 20 years.
You can't go back either. Oh, that's
you can go. That's bad. It probably saves you money. Thank you for the call. Allie.
Yay.
Banned.
So I got banned from a grocery store in elementary school with my best friend for making a slip and slide in the baby aisle.
Oh, fun!
If you're going to go down.
Yes!
That is...
Yep, baby oil and all. So,
Heck yeah!
Next time you want to get banned from a store, invite us!
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.